It's a brand new day. Fernando and Greg.
Waking up early.
99.7 now.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Paying your bills here in about 20 minutes.
The reunion to the Real Housewives of New Jersey kicks off tonight, and it should be fiery. But one of the storylines I was following on there is kind of similar to Fernando's DNA storyline. It's the same kind of reliable source. Mm-hmm. Melissa went to a psychic who told her, you don't have two sisters, you have three sisters.
Oh.
So, of course, she went to her mom and said, I think daddy cheated on you, and we have another sister. Same thing Fernando did.
With his,
Same thing Fernando's sister did. The sources are kind of the same. But they really believe that this psychic hit on something. And I wonder if other people use psychics as spiritual guidance. This psychic told them, their family, something recently that they really believe. So now Melissa's using it for everything. And one of the things is now she believes she has a third sister out there. She also did the 23andMe DNA test.
And what'd she find?
Absolutely nothing, just like yours did. She found that zero, except that she is 100% Italian.
Oh, that means she's inbred. Remember Conan O'Brien?
Oh.
Found out he was 100% Irish, and the doctor told him,
That's the only thing she found out. But I do know a lot of people use psychics maybe instead of therapists or as guides for their life a little bit. I wanted to see if anybody has ever hit on something with a psychic. 888-456-9970.
All right, Jerrica, now you used a psychic. What was the story? Set us up.
When I first moved to my new house, I let my Yorkie, Sarah Beth, out into the backyard. And I hadn't realized that there was a little gap under some of the fencing. And she was a super tiny, cute little dog. And she got out.
Aww.
I know. It was incredibly sad. And she wasn't wearing her collar because it was scratching up the wooden floors and it was like new flooring and I was really paranoid. So I had just taken it off. Off she went on a little adventure. She wasn't microchipped because she was really new. You know, I'd just gotten her. I was just devastated. You know, I ran out looking for her then. I was driving around the neighborhood and I put up signs everywhere. I posted on Craigslist. There's like a Facebook group you can write into. And I would just check the I checked the shelters for several weeks. And then my cousin told me about a pet psychic that she saw on Oprah. So I didn't know this was a thing, but again, first time dog owner. Anyway, so I Googled this lady and I talked to her on the phone. And she told me that Sarah Beth was okay and that she was living in a home with two kids and that she was loved very much.
And you believe
that? So you never found the dog, but you found peace that the dog was okay.
Yes, I never found Sarah Beth.
What?
Yeah, this woman, she had some, like, pretty vague descriptions about where she might be.
You mean she couldn't pinpoint the exact house?
So you couldn't go to that house and find your dog, but...
But it does, it gives you a little peace of mind.
Yeah, I definitely got peace of mind and some closure because I was heartbroken.
Aww. That's a sad story. But, I mean, again, if it gives you the peace of mind, maybe it was worth it to, spend
not
the
money. Too
fitty. Not too fitty, no. I could have told
you. $50. She could have gone over here to Chinatown.
I mean, I'm
thinking
to tell
her the same thing.
Exactly. Greg Deeney, you could have, cashed in on that.
I'd have been like, somebody else has your dog.
Right.
Or I would have said, you didn't see it on the TV? Oh, that hawk took your dog. Just like it, that show.
Give him my money.
I think it's your tone that might keep you from being really successful.
No.
Yeah, somebody else got your dog.
I don't think so, because it seems that people call all the time to talk to Craig Davey. I think they like his tone.
Have you ever got the help of a psychic to try to locate somebody or try to figure something out in your life?
Dan, remember the tape I brought in?
Where
of
is
the psychic?
That?
I still have that tape. It's a cassette, though, so you can't.
Oh, Lord.
We
don't even have a cassette player in here.
No, but we dubbed it into the system somehow. But the other station.
I'd have to go through the hella computers.
But
to
y'all were
it.
Making fun of me because I was like 21 trying to get my first job.
Yeah, you're like, so, will you say that again? What was that? You were so, like, excited.
You know, Jackie can quote it exactly.
What did you say? You were so excited that you were like, oh my God, like, am I
was I trying
be
to
rich?
Get a job. I had done an internship with the Texas Rangers baseball team, and I was trying to get a job there. And I was trying to get her to predict whether I would, you know, get the job. And I was very nervous about it. And she was telling me.
I'm very nervous.
Yeah.
That's something. Oh, man, I need to find that tape.
She was so good, though. You know what? Back then, she was feeding into everything that I wanted to hear. So I thought she was so good. But when we listened to it again a couple years ago, none of that crap was true. I just believed it because she said the things I wanted to hear.
Oh, man.
Now I'm mad.
Get up.
Fernando. Yeah. And Greg.
Right now.
More Fernando and Greg and no commercials each weekday morning right about this time. We're going to pay some bills here in about 9 minutes. Have you ever talked to a psychic and they helped you find something or even come to the realization about something?
One of the girls on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, the psychic told her, you don't have two sisters, you have three. Now she's in a major quest to find that third sister. That's all she knows is the psychic told her. Oh, well, and she also knows she does know that her father was a cheater.
Okay.
But he's Italian, so she knew that before.
Oh.
I mean,
it happens.
I guess in her relationship, his relationship with the mom, he was always cheating. She knows that.
Okay.
She's got those two pieces of information. A psychic said she has three sisters, a third sister, and the father was a cheater. So now she's on the search.
Okay.
Looking
and
for
you
that
said she did a 23andMe.
And it showed absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to, like, pinpoint.
Yours.
So
correct.
You can just kind of assume or whatever you want to do with it. But it's interesting. So a psychic has definitely kind of got her on this chase here. But maybe some of you have gone to a psychic and they've actually told you something that came true or something that you agreed with or found something. Right now, Scotty's on the phone. What happened?
Well, I was on my way home one day from a business trip, and I used to practice running my energy and having psychic healings. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to try this. I pulled off. I was in a completely different town, went in, and this lady and her partner came out, and they were running my energy, and they were talking to me, and they said that, and I had not said a word to them. We hadn't discussed anything, and she says, your mom would rather see you with a man because a woman will never treat you right.
What?
And that was a week after my therapist and I, that I came out to him in his office.
Oh, my God. What? So they picked up your gay energy.
Yeah, that's what they said. And they said that you're having problems at work right now because you used to lead a crusade to rescue children, and your current employer would rather persecute you than to work with you.
Oh.
And two weeks after that, I quit my job.
Man, so this, did you ever go back to that psychic? Sounds like they were on everything.
Yeah, really.
Well, it was the Psychic Institute, and they're very gentle people. They just try to run your energy, show you how to kind of get the negative out of your life. And I'll pop in, won't say a word, and I'll just see how close they are. They'll give me some clarity, and I'm off to my next disaster.
I think that's a good place to end it, Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty. All right, man. Thanks for sharing a story.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, that's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, that psychic picked up right away that he was gay, and then later he quit his job over there.
As he pranced in.
Yeah.
Psychic, you know, I think Greg did. Yeah, he's like,
I don't know.
Hey, listening to Lady Gaga. You know, that reminds me, I had forgotten all about this. When Sandra and I were in Rome, I stopped at a lady on the street because it was fun. It was late night. She was doing cards. And she kept telling me, you're going to get with a woman with two kids. And I was like, this girl is cray. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. And then she kept saying, a woman, two kids. Yes, two kids, a woman, two kids. And I'm like, no. And then she looked at me and she's like, oh, not a woman, a man. A man with two kids.
Stop. What?
You can ask that. This is verifiable.
Wow.
I'd forgotten all about it. I just remembered it. She was this woman on the street, barely spoke English. And then I was like, no, I'll never get with a guy with two kids.
And sure enough.
He's crazy. I just remembered that. Oh, my God. I've got to get to Rome and find that woman.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck.
I could find the corner. I know. It's right across the street from a church. I know there's only one church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
I know
it.
There's only one church in Rome.
There's so little churches there.
Elizabeth, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us what this psychic predicted.
So I just have a quick story about what my sister experienced. I hope she doesn't get mad at me.
All right, go ahead.
All right, do it quick.
Well, let me tell Greg Deeney says your sister is not going to be mad at you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she had a boyfriend that was in the military, and he would travel a lot. And she found it kind of weird that whenever he would leave, he would never text her or call her or anything. And so she had a suspicion that he was cheating on her. And so she would constantly ask him about it, and he would deny it. So
this sounds like a love trap.
Psychic. Yeah. Yeah. So she went to a psychic. She actually called them. And she was from Mexico, and she said, yeah, your boyfriend is cheating on you. I know that he's currently in Brazil. And, well, my sister was shocked because she's like, how could she know that he's in Brazil right now? And, she
and it turned out the psychic and the boyfriend were together.
Well, it turns out that he had a girlfriend out there for quite a while.
And in Brazil?
On proposing. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
And my sister was really shocked and so sad, and she couldn't believe that. And, well, within 1 week after that call, she saw a picture of him and that girl in an engagement party. And, like, it was captioned, oh, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she knew.
And he completely dissed her. He, like, never talked to her again.
Ghosted.
Even, like, he didn't even give her an explanation.
Listen, yeah. I was just in Brazil. Listen, ladies and men, do not let your ladies and men go to Brazil alone. I'll tell you. They are definitely going to have a boyfriend or girlfriend there.
Ban them from the country. All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. We appreciate it. Man, a lot of people use psychics and find out some crazy, crazy things.
I go to them all the time, but I always forget what they say.
What? Why go?
That's
why
do you
go
when you drum? That's why you get them to
you know
record
what's
it.
So weird? I always lose the cassettes. It never works when I go home. It's so weird. It's like God doesn't want me to listen to it or something.
Yes. God doesn't want you to listen to the psychics.
All right, let's go over to Rebecca. We'll say hello. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so how did a psychic help you?
So when I was 29, I was having a lot of weird dreams, a lot of bad stuff was going on, and one of my coworkers told me, go see this one psychic in North San Jose. And I was like, no, I don't believe in that. That would bring bad spirits. And she was like, just go. So I said, okay. So I went. And I ended up going a few times because a lot of stuff ended up happening true. But what really happened on the third time was when I was 29, she had said that I needed to let go of my ex in order to move forward. Because we had been in an 11-year relationship. And once I let him go, that I would meet the man of my dreams when I was 30. And then that he would be about 5'10", 5'8", black hair, fair skin, the color eyes that I love.
Wow, she went for the description.
Okay. Yes, and she did say that the numbers and stuff might be a little bit off, and that by 33-ish, we would get engaged. So I was like, yeah, sure, okay. But I was like, well, you know, don't give up my hopes.
Okay.
Well,
and
later on that year, I finally ended things with my ex on September 6th. And then later on that night, I met this guy who was really nice. And he was about 5'10", black hair, fair skin. We ended up getting together about 3 months later, a month after I turned 30. And 4 years later, when I was 34, we got engaged. And we're now getting married this year.
Congratulations. Woo!
Wow. Off the air, we'll get her contact.
Right? Yeah, I told right. Sal, write this girl's number down.
Yeah, she good. All right, Rebecca.
North San Jose.
Good
I'm coming through.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
And in the wake of the controversy surrounding Jussie Smollett's alleged attack in Chicago, producers of the show Empire have now scrapped some of his final scenes in the last two episodes of the show for this season. I mean, the rumor was that they were going to write him off anyway, and that's why Jussie reacted in this way. Like,
so
to try
he
to
played himself anyways.
Yeah.
He's going to write him off, and then he did all this, and they still wrote him off.
Well, here's the sad thing. They say police believe he initially sent this cryptic letter threatening himself, you know, hoping that would get the attention of the studio. But when that didn't do it, then he planned this elaborate attack.
And then he thought, oh, they'll keep me if I get beat up.
A long way to
that
go.
That doesn't make any sense.
How do you get to that level?
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Mm-hmm.
It's like the guy's talented. He sings, he dances, he acts. I mean, he'll get another TV show. He'll get another job. I don't understand why he was like so freaked out about losing this particular one. If this all turns out to be the case, I mean, it's obvious. There's a whole lot of speculation, and it's not looking good for him. The talk is that, you know, there's no turning around on the decision to write his character off the show. So
he needs to just jump ship. He needs to go somewhere else.
Like to what? Leave the country?
Yep. Exactly. He ain't ever going to work in this country again.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, at least not in that profession.
Yeah, because I mean, now
no coming back from this,
the producers of the show, they're taking no chances with this potential confirmation from police that the attack was actually a hoax orchestrated by Jussie Smollett in an effort to save his job. So
I will have to say, those two guys that attacked him are hot.
They're brothers.
Hot. Yeah. Oh my god, they are so hot.
They're so like defined. They're
where
muscles.
Do I find Nigerians to attack me?
On the set of Empire in Chicago.
Come on. Bring it, Nigerians.
So, and it's funny, too, because, I mean, now at first, there were several celebrities, you know, stepping up, pledging their support behind Jussie. Now, you got Cardi B, who's kind of turned around and said, oh, wait a minute, this ain't good. Cardi posted a video. You know, she retired from Instagram last week, but she came back to let everybody know about how she's feeling about the whole situation.
So, I'm really disappointed. Jussie Smollett, I feel like he f***ed up Black History Month, bro. I'm not gonna say yet until he said out his mouth that it was fake and was staged. I don't wanna completely blame him. Like, why would you do that? Like, you ain't had to do that. Then you gave Donald Trump immunity to laugh and make f***ers look bad.
She's saying,
I don't know that she used the right word, not immunity to laugh. Yeah. I don't think she used. But she pretty much, he gave the other side, those people, ammunition to then look at you and say, see what these dummies do?
Yeah, right.
They need attention so bad they fake the fact that, you know, they're getting beat up by MAGA people.
And you had mentioned this too, right? But he ain't doing the gays any favors either. We can't afford anybody making up these crazy attacks. And, you know, I mean, and it's funny thing, like, not that I look at Fox News a lot, but, I mean, a lot of the stories when you do a search for this thing, I mean, they're all over it. They love this story.
I was just surprised that so many people came to his defense so early without knowing the facts. Because if you saw what he said, none of it seemed believable. It just didn't.
Like right off the bat.
Ain't nobody walking around. I'm going to say it again. Ain't nobody walking around 2 o'clock at night when it's 2 degrees trying to go to Subway. No. They're just not. Especially when it's him and he could just get DoorDash to bring it to the house.
Right.
Ain't nobody doing that. And other people are not driving around with bleach, nooses, and MAGA hats just happen to be on their person looking for that guy who just happened to go to Subway at 2 o'clock in the morning.
On probably one of the coldest nights ever in Chicago.
True. I mean, none of it added up. So the fact that all these people just jumped into the fray like that, they look foolish as well.
And this morning we're getting confirmation from Lady Gaga's reps that she has ended her engagement with her fiancé, Christian Carino.
She's 0 for 2. That's her second engagement down the drain. Yeah,
she needs to go back with the other one because he was fine.
He was fine.
Yeah, like,
well, maybe third time's a charm.
Get back with the other dude.
I know who she wants to be with.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, it's awkward how obsessed she is.
Didn't she get
him
a tattoo too? Like,
did she?
Yeah, she got a tattoo of the movie or whatever.
Yeah, she got a rose on her spine. If you go and look at it, it's not.
I mean,
not super detailed. It's not
okay,
really Bradley
but
Cooper.
It's
but
been made before. This is like the.
It means a lot to her.
Okay, but she didn't land on the moon. She did a remake of a movie that's been made since the 40s.
For her, she has landed on the moon, Mars, Jupiter, Pluto, any planet you want to pick. She's landed on all of them, and this is like it's momentous.
She needs to get into some kind of therapy and help herself. She's obsessed. She's more obsessed with Bradley Cooper than Fernando is with her.
Well,
that says a lot.
Well, listen, I think she's obsessed with getting the Oscar. She just wants to remain top of mind.
She's obsessed with him. You're wrong. She's obsessed with him.
With these Oscar voters, she wants to be top of mind with them so she can get these votes and win this
thing. She's just cuckoo for
him. The way that they were singing on stage in Las Vegas to each other, like, I would have been mad if I was Bradley Cooper's girl. Like, why are you so close to her?
And every award show and every speech she gets, it's all about him. Any interview interview, it's all about him. She doesn't even talk about the movie. It's all about what Bradley Cooper did to me. She's like, she is definitely, what is that, Fatal Attraction? Mm. Who's Bradley Cooper's wife?
I don't know, some very pretty lady.
Well, she better get over there and get to separating those two. Because fiance number three going to be Bradley Cooper if that wife don't step in.
Well, we'll see. Christian Carino out of the picture. Lady Gaga now single. Unless, of course, she's carrying on with Bradley Cooper.
Thank God that his name is Bradley Cooper, not Tristan Thompson, or we would have a real problem.
Oh, no, for real.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
Greg's Sassy Sports.
Biggest story of the day has been Chloe getting cheated on by Tristan Thompson yet again by Kylie's BFF. We have covered it. We've gotten your reaction. So we're going to move on to something else. The Raiders appear to be close to wrapping up a deal to keep the team playing in Oakland.
After all that, come on now.
It should be announced this week or early next week that the Raiders have agreed to stay in Oakland for the 2019 season, paying $7.5 million in rent and even making a deal to stay there till 2020 through that season if their stadium isn't done on time.
I don't believe it yet.
Which I don't believe the Raiders stadium will be done on time because they don't do anything.
Mm-mm. Right. Talk to me when they sign on the dotted line.
I do know we have several listeners in Vegas, including Gabe, who has taken photos. So I know the stadium is going up because he's taken several photos and said this is the stadium going up. But will they finish it? There's supposed to be a roof on that. They'll just probably forget to put it on there, knowing the Raiders.
Yeah. They'll be putting a roof on while they're playing.
But it looks like after all they put us through, the Raiders will end up playing their 7 home games in Oakland at least for this year and maybe even possibly next year. Add rapper to LeBron James' long list of accomplishments. Accomplishments. LeBron will be collaborating or has been collaborating on 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz! Oh my Lord, you full of
studio album. Now, it's hard to figure out from what people are saying. Sounds like LeBron has created a company and may be the A&R guy on this. He may be the company, like the record label. He may be taking over like that part of it.
Wow, he does so much. I can barely keep up with my one job I have.
So he's got a television and movie production company.
All right.
Mm-hmm. He's obviously a basketball player. Mm-hmm. He has starred in movies. He is about to start production and starring in Space Jam 2 with Black Panther director Ryan Coogler. So he's got that going on. And now he's a music producer.
God.
He's also got a show on HBO.
How?
I don't know.
Time management.
He doesn't, you know what? He doesn't drink.
Oh, that's why. What it is.
He doesn't waste his time sitting over there at B-Bar.
With us.
He's busy. He's a busy guy, but we'll see if he... Now, 2 Chainz, he tweeted a video of himself and LeBron working in the studio with the caption, "Don't nobody know but the people in the room."
2 Chainz!
They're going to be shocked to know how much input you had on it. You've been on it the whole year.
Oh, dang.
So he's giving LeBron the credit for a lot of the creation of his latest album. I can't wait to hear it, 2 Chainz. Can't wait to hear it, 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz!
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over.